But it, what America should do is to use the stuff they raise in America instead of buying from Japan in the first place.
Well, why in the hell is it that you want to keep on helping a country that's trying to take advantage of another one anyway? I can't understand that.
A good lyle hose, like they used to wear, a woman's leg, would just put it in there to do any silk, I thought. You get, you cut 20 in silk, why, what's the difference? If everybody wears them, they all like
to
wear everybody.
If you've got to get some from Japan to put on a woman's leg to make it look good to me, brother, I'll take mine bare-legged, socks, cotton, anything that comes from over here.
Use what they raise in America and leave Japan out of it.
Deal me out on
that. That's the only reason Japan has been as lenient as she has, because the United States was a breadbasket, that's all. Yeah. Furnishing something to eat.
Furnishing something to eat. Trade
the silk mills in the United States is the only thing that kept Japan on the map. And you said, well, it's the only thing it put in the shape to wait for.
That's right. And we traded with them and furnished them enough iron and scrap from this country to keep them going.
And if Franklin Roosevelt had it, where about it had been shut off a long time ago.
Yeah, that's exactly what's the matter.
But there's a few of these pacifists we have around that, like, wheel on some of them that want to keep carrying them along.
This isolationist crowd reminded me a whole lot of some fellow that's been pulled up some theft job. You know, when you went to look for the man who done the stealing, the fellow who did the stealing, he was right in there trying to help you find him, I see. So now if we were in this crowd, what have they done? They've run right in there to be the first ones to, yes, sir, we are for it. That's whooping. That's whooping. They're the first ones to say it. And lo and behold, they're the ones all the time that held up the works. But listen to Roosevelt. For 6-7 years ago, 10 years ago, he tried his best to get something started. And if you listen to him, we'd have been so.
Well, he could see this coming before a lot of us could.
Well, he's just that foresight, just like Woodrow Wilson had in the other war. It's the forethought. Foresight. And if they'd listened to Roosevelt, we'd have been in the shape today that Japan would have been. They'd have been over there begging each other up, afraid that the American people was going to get them. That's what they'd have been doing.
Well, I got just a few of these damn Republicans around here, though, that you can't. That you just got to knock in the head before they got sense enough to see a thing like that.
Well, it wasn't only Republicans, it's just some of these people like Wheeler. I never could see his view at all.
He never had any.
Anyone could have seen that we had to fight Japan sometime or other, else could have given their own way, and what would be the difference?
Well, here's the thing about what would happen.
To let them do what they please, they'd rack them up if there'd be nothing left of it.
They'd left them alone. What would they have done? When they got Asia under their control, well, then they would come up and they said, well, now we'll take the Philippine Islands. We'll take Honolulu. We'll take them one at a time. Well, they're not going to do nothing about it. We'd let them come on. The first thing you know, they'd have been down here. We'd have been dashed to send a fishing boat out in one of our bays down here to go fishing in.
President, I don't see how President Roosevelt ever got the preparations that he has today. Ever got them started even with the bunch he had against him. There's so many fought everything he tried to do.
It just shows that he's just one of the. He's just a man in history. He's never been able to do it. We talk just such fellows as Wheeler and.
I don't think we've ever had a president who was as smart as President Roosevelt is, and certainly never a man in history that ever was a friend of the labor that President Roosevelt is.
And they can talk about the labor unions as they want to. They don't need one because the government, under the present setup, will look out for labor.
He did everything possible for labor since he'd been in. And only a man of means, a man that never had hardships as other people did, but he saw other people's hardships and did everything in the world he could for a labor man, and then a lot of them turned him down.
And just such...
Started with these pacifists.
Just such fellows as Bob Reynolds. What's Bob Reynolds done? He's gone around, he got in Washington. He never would have been elected if it hadn't been for he went around and he made out like, yes, sir, I said, I'm going to run every alien out of this country. Foreigners all have to go home when I get through. And the people fell for the island. Like, what did you get?